Imagine then that our canvas is the soul of Paul. This canvas was recently covered in soot full of cobwebs. But when he arrived, who transforms all things, and saw that not through laziness or sluggishness were his lines so drawn, but through lack of knowledge, and his not possessing the hues of true piety, he gives him the hue of the truth, that is grace, and in an instant he revealed the imperial image. For having acquired the colours and learned what he was ignorant of, he wasted no time, but immediately appeared a most excellent artist. And first he shows the head of the king, preaching Christ, then also the remainder of the body of a perfect Christian life. Now we know that painters isolate themselves and complete all their works with great precision and in peace, not opening the doors to anyone, but this man showcasing his canvas for everyone to see, amidst universal opposition, clamor, disturbance, managed to shape this royal image and was not hindered. And therefore he said, "We have been made a spectacle unto the world. In the midst of earth, sea, heaven, the entire habitable globe, and both the physical and intellectual world, he was drawing that portrait of his."